It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Jobs came back with a vengeance in March. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. The U.S. added 916,000 jobs in March, around 250,000 more than expected. The unemployment rate came down to 6%. Here to talk about it is Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sabri.
916,000 jobs, huge number, more than expected. Why so huge?
Well, part of it is that there was a rebound from February, which was impacted by weather. But even adjusting for that, it's huge because the economy is reopening. It's huge because employers are growing in confidence that we're finally putting the pandemic behind us.
Who's getting these jobs?
We have big gains in business services, in education and healthcare. It's really widespread. And one of the little details that is really telling to me, when you have a strong employment report and temporary hiring falls, which it did this month, that's a sign that employers are confident they're replacing temporary positions with permanent ones.
Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sabri.
The downturn has had a disproportionate effect on women, and in particular, mothers with young kids, according to a report from Brookings. From the Workplace Culture Desk Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Industries that employ a lot of women, like retail, have been among the hardest hit by job losses, and the report found more than 1 in 10 mothers of young children had left a job due to childcare issues, says Lauren Bauer, a fellow at Brookings.
What we're seeing here is that mothers had to leave their jobs to take care of their kids, and now they are struggling to get a new job.
The report found Black mothers of young children in particular are having a hard time. C. Nicole Mason with the Institute for Women's Policy Research says Black and Latinx women are overrepresented in service industries like hospitality.
And in order to get paid, you have to show up physically to a location. So working at home is not an option for many of these workers.
School reopenings will alleviate some of the pressure, but the pandemic has decimated many daycare businesses, particularly in lower-income communities. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in normal times, Broadway contributed over $14 billion to New York City's economy, if you count all the spending on things like restaurants and hotels, and it supported over 96,000 jobs. Those numbers were for the 2018 to 2019 season and from the Broadway League. But, of course, that industry, like so many others, has been on pause for over a year due to the coronavirus pandemic. The city's arts and entertainment venues can begin to reopen at limited capacity today, but it's likely that actual real big time Broadway shows will not fully resume until the fall. I'm joined by one of the performers who has been waiting the last year out. Catherine Allison is a Broadway actor and citizen artist whose credits include Company, Aladdin, and Wicked. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you know, when the pandemic hit and Broadway shut down, what happened in your world?
Yeah, so I was doing Company the Musical at the time, and, you know, our producers called us and said, you know, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks. So I applied for unemployment, and luckily, there are some really great local organizations. One of them, Sing for Hope, started employing a lot of artists. And so I started doing singing telegrams for them pretty early, which was a beautiful experience. I still do it now. And I'm really lucky that I've been able to do a lot of demos for people who are, you know, creating new musicals during this time. I worked with a show called Our Cartoon President. But honestly, if it was not for the pandemic insurance that we get, I don't think I'd be able to keep doing what I'm doing now.
Do you think the pandemic has hurt the theater industry? I mean, do you think it's going to have some scars when it finally does reopen?
I think theater is resilient. There's nothing like sitting in a theater with a group of people watching something that you know tomorrow's audience will never see. In terms of hurting, I don't know. You know, it's always been an elite platform in terms of performers. And I do worry that, you know, the young kids who had just moved to the city and got their first job and they're so ready to start auditioning and it's like been ripped out from under them, you know, this dream. And I just really hope they don't get discouraged, you know, because I think, you know, we saw musicals like Ratatouille and all these live performances that happened online that garnered so much attention and made so much money. I mean, Ratatouille made like almost $2 million for the Actors Fund. And I think what that lesson is, I hope, is that theater is accessible in so many other ways. So how can we do that to reach out to more communities and performers, you know, all over the world?
The theater industry has been having its own reckoning with racism and elitism. Mm-hmm. As a Black woman, how have you been processing these conversations? And do you think things will be different when Broadway finally does reopen?
Geez, I hope so. I think it's a process. You know, racism is not going to be solved tomorrow. White supremacy is not going to be ended tomorrow. I think for so long, the theater industry has been isolated. And now people are seeing the underpinnings. And I think that's good. I think it's a good way to hold us accountable and make sure that we're doing the work that needs to be done.
Catherine Allison, Broadway actor and citizen artist in New York City. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sabri.
I'm Sabri Benishour with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.